Welcome to the deep dive, where we kind of unpack these complex topics and help you understand what matters most. Today we're diving into the world of intelligence, and not just like your IQ kind of intelligence, but we're going to see how humans can thrive in this age of AI.
That's a fascinating question and timely too.
Oh, absolutely. And our guide for this deep dive is issue 7 of Nexus: Exploring the Frontiers of Intelligence. It's curated by David Espindola, and we've got articles, research, even podcast excerpts, all focused on helping us navigate this new landscape.
Sounds like we've got a lot to cover then.
We do. So we're going to be exploring everything from the potential crisis of meaning as AI reshapes the job market to why being a polymath is making a comeback. We'll even touch on longevity and emotional intelligence.
All right.
But first, let's jump into this excerpt from the Moonshots podcast with Diamandis Ismail and Mostak. Around the 1 hour and 10 minute mark, they make a really compelling point about AI and robotics causing massive shifts in society and the economy.
Yeah, I think that segment really highlights the potential disruption we're facing. You know, the idea that traditional jobs might disappear is both exciting and unsettling.
It makes you wonder, if work as we know it changes drastically, how will people find purpose and meaning?
That's a question we all need to be thinking about. What do you think, listener? Does this potential shift feel more exciting or scary to you?
So while some are excited about AI's potential, others are concerned about its rapid development. That brings us to Steven Adler's departure from OpenAI.
Oh, yeah. Adler was a key figure in their safety research team, so his exit definitely raised eyebrows. He specifically cited the AI industry's very risky gamble regarding the future of humanity.
Risky gamble. It's pretty strong language.
It is.
What are some of the specific concerns within the AI community that might have led him to say that?
Well, one major concern is the potential for misuse. Imagine AI being used to develop autonomous weapon systems or to create incredibly convincing misinformation campaigns.
Wow.
It's a sobering thought.
It definitely is. And it underlines the importance of having these conversations about AI's ethical implications.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just focus on the technological advancements. We need to be thinking deeply about how to ensure AI is developed and used responsibly.
So we've got this incredible potential for good, but also these very real anxieties about potential downsides. Where do we go from here? Well, Nexus suggests an interesting solution: the return of the polymath.
Ah, the Renaissance person, like Leonardo da Vinci or Benjamin Franklin.
Exactly. People who excel in a variety of disciplines. But why are polymaths suddenly so relevant in the age of AI?
Now, think about it this way. As AI becomes increasingly sophisticated at specific tasks, it's the ability to connect the dots between different fields that becomes truly valuable. We need people who can see the big picture, think creatively, and bridge the gap between technology and everything else.
So, in a world where AI is handling more and more specialized tasks, it's the polymaths who can provide that overarching vision and understanding.
Precisely. And it's interesting how Nexus uses Ben Franklin as a prime example. Not only was he a brilliant inventor, but he was also a writer, a politician, a diplomat, and a scientist, a true jack of all trades. And that breadth of knowledge allowed him to make groundbreaking contributions in so many areas.
Speaking of groundbreaking, let's shift gears to a topic that has fascinated humans for centuries: longevity. I mean, who hasn't dreamt of extending their lifespan? The Nexus issue includes this fascinating New York Times article about the history of longevity research, from ancient elixirs to modern-day scientific breakthroughs. Turns out people have been trying to cheat death for a long time.
And they're still trying.
Yeah.
Even OpenAI is getting in on the longevity game with a new research model.
Wow. So with all this research, are we any closer to cracking the code of immortality? What does the science actually say about extending our lifespans?
Well, the Medical News Today article in Nexus takes a more grounded approach.
Nope.
While it doesn't promise immortality, it does highlight a surprisingly powerful factor in healthy aging, or diet.
Okay, so eating our fruits and veggies, is actually important.
It seems so. The research suggests that a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, while maybe not a fountain of youth, can significantly slow down the aging process and promote overall health.
Good news for all the salad lovers out there.
Indeed. But it's not just about physical health and longevity. Nexus also dives into the growing importance of emotional intelligence, or EQ.
Right, because being a tech genius doesn't automatically make you a good leader or teammate.
Exactly. And this research from the University of St. Thomas really highlights that point. They found that empathy is at the very heart of strong EQ.
So self-awareness, empathy, the ability to understand and manage emotions. Those are crucial skills, especially as AI takes over more technical tasks.
Absolutely. And the good news is, according to a CNBC article featured in Nexus, EQ skills can be learned and strengthened over time.
That's encouraging. It means we're not stuck with whatever level of emotional intelligence we were born with.
Right.
But that leads to a question for our listener. What steps are you taking to develop your own EQ?
It's definitely something to consider as we navigate this increasingly complex world.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive,
where we're continuing our exploration of intelligence in the age of AI with Nexus, exploring the frontiers of intelligence.
You know, one thing that struck me about this Nexus issue is how it connects these different types of intelligence.
Uh-huh.
From AI to emotional intelligence, almost like they're all part of the same puzzle.
Yeah, it's like Espindola saying, hey, if you want to thrive in this crazy, rapidly changing world,
right,
you need a whole toolkit of intelligences. It's not just about one type.
And that brings us to a concept I'm really curious to unpack, spiritual intelligence or SETQ.
Okay.
I'll admit this one sounds a little out there.
I understand where you're coming from. But while SETQ has roots in spirituality, it's more about developing a deeper sense of purpose, meaning, and connection in your life.
Okay, but how does that help us thrive in a world increasingly dominated by AI?
Well, as AI takes on more tasks, freeing us from mundane work,
we'll
have more time to grapple with big questions. What gives our lives meaning? What are our values? SETQ is about developing a strong sense of self-awareness and connecting to something larger than ourselves, which can be incredibly powerful in a world of constant change.
So instead of fearing a crisis of meaning, maybe AI can actually help us find more meaning by freeing us to focus on these bigger questions.
Exactly. And Nexus seems to suggest that this kind of inner strength and clarity, this SETQ, will be crucial as we navigate the uncertainties of the future.
It's interesting how we started by talking about the potential downsides of AI, and now we're exploring how it could lead to greater self-discovery and a deeper understanding of ourselves.
It's a fascinating paradox.
Yeah.
The same technology that could disrupt our work lives might also open up new avenues for personal growth and fulfillment. This raises an important question. How do we actually develop this spiritual intelligence?
Right. Is there an SETQ test I can take or an app I can download?
I haven't seen one yet. But Nexus highlights the importance of mindfulness. Quieting the mind, being present, observing our thoughts and feelings without judgment. Practices like meditation or spending time in nature can help us create space for reflection and connect with ourselves on a deeper level.
So in a way, SETQ is about finding that balance between engaging with the digital world and disconnecting from it to connect with our inner selves.
That's a great way to put it. And this issue of Nexus really emphasizes the importance of that balance, embracing the potential of AI while nurturing those uniquely human qualities that make us who we are.
Well, speaking of pushing the boundaries of what it means to be human, Nexus also delves into the world of transhumanism. That's a concept that always feels a little sci-fi to me.
It might sound futuristic, but the ideas behind transhumanism are already starting to shape our world.
So what is transhumanism exactly? Are we talking about superhuman strength and telekinesis?
Not quite. Transhumanism is about using technology to enhance human capabilities, pushing the boundaries of what we currently consider humanly possible.
Okay. What kind of technology are we talking about?
Think genetic engineering, brain-computer interfaces, advanced prosthetics, anything that could enhance our physical or cognitive abilities.
So it's not just about living longer.
Right.
It's about fundamentally changing what it means to be human.
That's the core question transhumanism raises. What are the limits of human potential? Should we use technology to push past those limits?
That's a pretty big ethical can of worms to open.
And Nexus doesn't shy away from that complexity. It presents a range of perspectives on transhumanism, from those who embrace it as the next stage of evolution to those who have serious concerns about its implications.
Yeah.
What are your initial thoughts, listener? Does the idea of transhumanism excite you, worry you, or a bit of both?
I think it's both fascinating and a little terrifying at the same time. It feels like we're on the verge of some pretty massive changes, both in terms of technology and what it means to be human.
And as we navigate these changes, it's important to ask ourselves what skills and knowledge will be most essential in this future. What do you think will be the most valuable asset in a world reshaped by AI, transhumanism, and these other forces we've been discussing?
That's a great question. What are your thoughts on that? Welcome back to The Deep Dive,
where we're wrapping up our exploration of Nexus, exploring the frontiers of intelligence.
We've covered so much ground. in this deep dive, from the rise of AI to the potential of transhumanism, it's almost hard to keep track.
It is a lot to process, for sure. But before we resurface from this deep dive, I want to circle back to that question I posed at the end of the last segment.
Yes. The question of what skill or area of knowledge will be most crucial in this rapidly evolving future. What's your take on that?
Well, after considering all the themes in Nexus, from the potential of AI to the importance of emotional and spiritual intelligence, I think the most valuable asset in this future will be adaptability.
Adaptability? That makes a lot of sense. If the future is going to be full of rapid advancements and unpredictable shifts, being able to adjust and learn quickly will be essential.
Exactly. Think about it. If we're clinging to rigid ways of thinking and doing things, we're going to be left behind. But if we can cultivate adaptability, we can not only survive these changes, but thrive in this new landscape.
So it's not just about keeping up with technology. It's about being able to adapt to whatever challenges and opportunities come our way.
Precisely. And, you know, adaptability is something that connects back to many of the other intelligences we've discussed.
Well, how so?
We'll take emotional intelligence, for example. A key aspect of EQ is the ability to regulate our emotions and respond effectively to change. That's pure adaptability in action.
And what about spiritual intelligence? Isn't that about finding meaning and purpose amidst chaos and uncertainty?
Absolutely. Cultivating a strong sense of EQ can give us the resilience and inner strength we need to adapt to whatever life throws at us.
It's like all these different forms of intelligence, AI, EQ, SQ, even the polymath idea. They all contribute to this overarching ability to adapt and thrive in a world of constant change.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. And it's not just about surviving. It's about using these skills and insights to create a future that's both exciting and meaningful.
I have to say, this deep dive into Nexus has been a real eye-opener. We've explored the frontiers of intelligence from the power of AI to the depths of our own human potential.
And I think it's safe to say that this is just the beginning of the conversation.
Definitely. This issue of Nexus has given us a glimpse into the incredible possibilities and challenges that lie ahead. But ultimately, it's up to each of us to decide how we'll navigate this uncharted territory.
So, listener, as we wrap up this deep dive, we leave you with this thought. Embrace your curiosity, cultivate your adaptability, and never stop exploring the frontiers of intelligence. The future is yours to shape.